item 9 from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to declare as excess property 6215 West National Avenue, West Allis, Wisconsin, and to enter into a sale agreement with the City of West Allis.
All right, and this is the one I jumped the gun on last time. This was referred back.
The great. Next one.
I really want to get to that one. All right, Mr. Tiguely-Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Supervisors. The Chairwoman of the Committee is correct that there was a very similar file that came before you that this committee decided to adopt. After this committee adopted it, there was some language changes that were recommended by County Board staff. The decision was made by the Board to refer it back to committee. Logistically speaking, it was easier to redraft the resolution to address those concerns. So the item you have before you addresses those concerns by moving the stormwater agreement and the purchase price into the be it resolved clause, not just in the whereas clauses. So as you voted to support this last cycle, we hope with those logistical changes you will continue to support this. And then the expectation is if you do support this, that your next agenda item would just be held to the call of the chair and you would not be taking action on the previously drafted resolution.
This supersedes the one that we objected to. Supervisor Schmidt and then Supervisor Taylor.
I'm just going to move approval, Madam Chair.
All right. Supervisor Taylor.
Have we talked to the City of West Allis? Is this going to be a sticking point? I mean, I know we were planning on working on this, and I think we all referred it for a reason to add this type of language, but has anybody from the county spoken to West Allis and find out if this is going to be a problem?
We do not expect it to be a problem. They have taken a similar concept through their board or their council and have approved the transaction in concept. So we're working on the final language. We have shared with them the memorandum of understanding that we have in place with other communities that have been able to resolve the stormwater issue. At this point, we have not received any negative feedback on that. But every city handles this a little differently given their own constraints. So the resolution provides us enough flexibility to get the intent of the agreement, which we all understand, to stop the charging of stormwater fees. The actual logistical language we may need to clean up a bit, but at this point we do not expect any problems.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Mann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So in other words, West Allis has agreed, because this price is at least in the ballpark, $5,200 cheaper than the trading price. How much money did we put in it? Because this was a tax delinquent property also.
Yes, and I believe it had the same demolition issue, so the dollar amount is quite substantial. And again, you guys have touched on an issue that we are investigating and getting more information to be able to provide a report or just an overview of the overall net economic impact of this process. This particular one has been on our rolls for quite some time. And as a consequence, the balance is higher than we're going to be able to recover. And I believe it's in the fiscal report. Do you have the?
I was looking for it, but I might overlook it.
Chairman and Supervisors, just a moment while we look it up here.
And I think I understand that we've been going through the records for economic development, but that is a concern that Milwaukee County making all these other municipalities whole on the deep liquid taxes, and then now we put in amendments for stormwater, and I'm going to go along with that. But we should not be making all these municipalities whole, and when we turn around and sell the property, we take a bath. I will use other words, but we really get the short end of the stick.
Well, right now that is the policy and the requirement. I mean, that would change would require a change of, I don't know, is it actually an ordinance?
It's very important to bring the treasurer in on this conversation because right now we're just looking at the cost side of this. There is a benefit side of this to the county. The difference is that the benefit may not be captured in the same department as the cost. So it definitely is an issue. It's an issue we're working on. We're not prepared to do a report today. There are properties where you are going to see the balance being very dramatic, hundreds of thousands of dollars, because property may have environmental contamination or other issues, and so it does not get foreclosed on. And in the process, there are payments going to the municipalities. But again, there is also a benefit to that equation by managing the system for the municipalities. And it would be important to bring the treasurer on into that conversation.
Supervisor Mayo, this is something this committee should investigate because we are going to see this over and over again. Mm-hmm. So,
and knowing when we have a foreclosed property, especially dealing with a municipality, it might be going into a development, and that's how we use wavering our fees to help that development versus putting any money into it. This is not doing the same thing. We are getting something back. We're helping somebody, but the municipality is making out in the long run.
Yeah. Although we make the problem worse by continuing to hold the property. It just keeps getting worse.
We should hold the property.
We can revisit this.
How much is it?
I'm looking at the current note on this one. The fiscal note reports it as $28,700.
Supervisor Taylor, you have another question?
So you can see the dollar amount just today that we've added to our problems. No, and I'm familiar with this because as an alderman in Franklin, I get calls, this person isn't paying their property taxes, now I'm having to pay for that share. And the answer what I tell them is, well, actually Franklin's made whole by the county. Mm-hmm. The reality is the county is then stuck with holding the bag, basically. So I think taking a look at this is a great idea and having this come back to this committee at some point. And I don't even know how we took it over. I mean, was this, whether it's an ordinance, I mean, City of Milwaukee we don't do this for, that's the only one, or is that correct?
Right.
I think what you said. So I'd be curious to, number one, how we got out of that one, and number two, what's the best way moving forward? Because, 40,000 here, 20,000 here starts adding up, and when I hear hundreds of thousands of dollars coming down the road, potentially, we're having our own problems,
right.
Bailing out municipalities isn't something that we should maybe be doing all the time.
All right. As chair, I'll make a commitment. We will revisit this. We'll bring the treasurer in because that is part of this equation. So we're not going to finish that discussion today, but we will revisit this.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, just a quick note. As you are considering budget considerations, there is an item in the budget dedicated out of land proceeds that would be allocated for us to develop a master property list that would be able to help identify and track this problem. And that would certainly be able to expedite our ability to get you real-time data on whether the current structure that you have is a net gain or a net loss to the county. So I'd ask for your support in that budget item.
And thanks for reminding us of that. All right. We do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Schmidt. Supervisor Mayo, you had another.
So we have a net value of $4,800 on this property.
Chairwoman and Supervisors, based on the data that we are given from the Trevor's office and we are able to relay to you, that is correct.
Okay.
The data is not perfect is the best thing that I can say, and we can do better collectively in getting you that. There is also currently from the City of West Dallas, they are charging other county properties about $20,000 a year for stormwater management fees, and that would be part of this deal is that those would go away. So we may be losing a small amount on the purchase price, but the overall net gain for the county because of the waiving of those fees is very financially significant.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We have a motion before us. Madam Clerk, please call that motion.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
All right. And then item 10. Why don't we have the clerk put it in the record, and then that was the recommendation. So, Supervisor Schmidt, you can make the motion.
All right.